today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salamun alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Don't forget, in this episode, we're going to speak about significance of Hajj, Muslim pilgrimage. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Today is Tuesday, 8th of Zulhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As the rituals of this program, we listen to a verse of Holy Quran. For today, we choose Surah Al-Hajj, verse 27. We'll listen to it and learn about it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa'adhin fin nasi bil hajji ya'tuka rijalan wa'ala kulli dhamirin ya'tina min kulli fajjin amiq.
And proclaim to the people the Hajj. They will come to you on foot and on every lean camel. They will come from every distant pass.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Of course, the attraction of the sacred house is so much so that attracts the hearts full of faith towards it from all far and near points of the world, old and young, small and adult, far and near, from any race and tribe, the individual may be. He amorously comes towards him, murmuring the holy phrase, "Yes, I accept, O Lord, yes, I accept." He comes to see with his own eyes the splendor and manifestations of his pure essence in that holy land, and to feel his abundant grace in his own soul.
لبيك يا رب الأمم قد لفنا ثوب الندم بالدمع كم فاض الحرم نشكو الخطايا واللمم لا يشتكى إلا إليك
لبيك واغفر للذنوب لبيك ها إني أتوب أصلحني من كل العيوب وأمر فؤادي بالطيوب ليفوز بالعرض علي
لبيك يا رب الأمم قد
We're speaking about the significance of Hajj. According to a saying of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, when a believer returns home after performing Hajj, he is as he was on the day on which his mother gave birth to him. In other words, such a person returns after Hajj as a newborn child. Here, a newborn refers to the pure nature of a child. The saying can be understood in the light of another teaching of the Prophet, according to which every person is originally born on nature, but then he gets conditioned in the environment he lives in. Reflecting on the words of the Prophet, we realize that if one performs Hajj in its right spirit, one will return to one's pure nature.
Thank you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about some social effects of Hajj. The human society, when differences arise and violations arise, is in need for an internationally recognized forum before which all people feel responsible that if a wronged individual or nation appeals to it, all nations will rise up in support and take right from the oppressor. Human society is in need for an international forum of security to the grievances of human beings and nations in fear. The same need has encouraged the modern man to form the United Nations organization. The success or failure of this organization is not to be discussed here in this show. For this reason, in the world of Islam, this need has been taken into consideration, and God has made the Kaaba a place of security in the world in addition to making it sacred so that the Ummah who esteem this house will not allow anyone to be wronged or oppressed. In this way, not only will oppression or intimidation cease to exist among people, but also Muslims will be known as reformers and granters of security at an international level. It is true that the Kaaba is the guarantor of the world, peace and security. Therefore, man can live a happy life and enjoy blessing in the Kaaba if considered as maintenance for people, and the Hajj rites and rituals will be performed with its perfect condition.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
On the last episodes of today's special, in this week, we speak about some symbols in the pilgrimage of Hajj. Today, the symbolism of Muzdalifah. Muzdalifah, an empty area on the outskirts of Mecca, and this is where pilgrims gather outside of Mecca. At this location, the Prophet Muhammad combined his sunset, Maghrib, and night prayers, Isha prayer, and then departed at dawn the next day to return to Mina. During the night, pilgrims sleep under the open sky, disconnected from the distractions and comforts of worldly life, lying in the open upon the rocks. The believers are instructed to remember Allah and worship Him according to the precise manner. Another symbolism of Muzdalifah involves sleeping in the open rocky plains as a metaphor for the life of the grave. Human life is as short as the opportunity to besiege Allah's mercy. This again returns to the broader theme of the rituals of Hajj, representing stages in the afterlife, reminding us of inevitable journey back to Allah.
In a time of darkness and greed, it is your light that we need. You came to teach us how to live. Muhammad, Ya Rasulullah, you were so caring and kind, your soul was full of light, you are the best of mankind. Muhammad, khayru khalqillah.
Now the leader's view on the Hajj. Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, speaks about the prominent features of the Hajj. Although the secrets behind the Hajj are too many to be enumerated, every insightful eye can uncover a prominent feature in one glance. First of all, the Hajj is the only religious obligation for the fulfillment of which Allah the Exalted has called all financially capable Muslims from across the world to come together in one place on appointed days, as it is in the Holy Quran, chapter 22, verse 28. And then Allah said in chapter 2, verse 199, "Then hasten on from where the people hasten on and ask the forgiveness of Allah. Surely Allah is forgiving, the merciful."
The holy city of Mecca, where Masjid al-Haram, the Kaaba, the center of the universe, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is visited by millions of pilgrims. After the completion of what is referred to as Umrah al-Tamattu' for the majority of pilgrims, the Hujjaj, or those waiting for the day of Arafah, spend a number of days worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, performing their prayers, remembering the Almighty Jalla wa Ala, as well as taking part in tawaf and other recommended actions, such as recitation of the Holy Quran and supplications. Some of the pilgrims will listen to sermons and lectures that remind them about the spirituality of this wonderful journey, the journey of Hajj, as taught by the Holy Quran, as well as the teachings of the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings be upon them. During this period, they commemorate the martyrdom of the fifth holy Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, peace and blessings be upon him, remembering his sacrifice and his lasting legacy for mankind. The pilgrims busy themselves during this period with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anticipation for the day of Arafah. On the eve of the ninth of the month of Dhul Hijjah, the pilgrims prepare to go to either Mina or the land of Arafah. They stay in Arafah on the ninth day of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Arafah itself, from midday at least till sunset, moving thereafter to Mash'ar al-Haram, Muzdalifah.
Dear brothers and sisters, there was all about this episode of today's special. Of course, it was the first episode about Hajj, and inshallah we'll continue this interesting topic during these special occasions and month. Thank you very much, and we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika lak labbaik. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك حجا حقا
الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
لبيك حجا حقا تعبدا ورقا لبيك مرهوبا ومرغوبا إليك لبيك ذا النعماء والفضل الحسن
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله